Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just got a real quick thought here. We're going to get over to how smart our forefathers were as kids compared to what we're seeing today and how kids are being desensitized and dumbed down on purpose. Yesterday I was sharing with you as we were coming back from Ohio doing the Go Therefore event there. We stopped in Madison, Wisconsin, and we were sitting there and my kid said, "Hey, Dad, look at those games they want kids to play." It was a Bart Simpson game. And I shared with you yesterday that Bart Simpson started out on the back of a very lawless magazine here in the Minneapolis area called City Pages. Bart Simpson on the back of the City Pages, it was started out being called, guess what, friends, Life in Hell. And then they had a big-headed guy with cheese, and it's just like, whoa. And I told my sons, I said, look at that. I said, look what they want the kids to absorb. Look at how they are desensitizing them and dumbing them down. And the parents are right there putting the money into the machines to go ahead and adjust them to that low standard in which is put in front of them. And yesterday I was sharing with you, friends, as to when we look at our forefathers and what it was as far as the level of expectation in which they rose to, it was very high. I shared with you yesterday, Charles Carroll was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He entered college at the age of 10 years old. And isn't it humor you when you hear the revisionists and the communists and the useful idiots and the propaganda outlets and the mainstream media today talk about how stupid our forefathers were? Friends, just the exact opposite is true. As a matter of fact, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. That's how stupid they were. And where was it that they found their wisdom? Well, if you go to Deuteronomy verse chapter 4, verse 6, you'll find out. Their wisdom was found in the fact that they yielded themselves in obedience to God's government, period. Yesterday I shared with you Fisher Ames, who was an architect of the First Amendment, along with of the Bill of Rights, along with George Washington. He entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. These are our forefathers, friends. Then we had Benjamin Rush. He's the guy that famously said prevention is better than cure concerning what's happening in schools and what would happen in public education if the Bible was ever removed. Hello. Isn't it interesting today, friends, you have been conditioned to receive a Bible when you get in jail after you commit the crime rather than putting the Bible in their hands before they make the choice to commit a crime so they are incarcerated and end up in jail, right, or a penitentiary. So we have another one, John Trumbull. This is my favorite. He was a law student under John Adams, the Colossus of Independence. John Adams was very much a prophet of God, if you know and can understand the distinction from the natural to the spiritual. He carried all the attributes and characteristics of a real prophet. Like that of President Thomas Jefferson was very much a teacher. If you've never seen his library in Washington, D.C., friends, you should take the time to go there. It's like, whoa. this guy read this many books in his lifetime, and I'm still stuck here on this one. It just shows you what is prioritized, what takes precedent in our lives. And it should be the Word of God and the Constitution and much reading to get educated, friends. Because when you look in Scripture, you can see that the sons of Issachar, they knew the times. And if they knew the times, they understood culture. So should we be involved in culture so we can understand the times as to how to apply the Word of God to every given scenario that may play out in front of us today. John Trumbull also, he was a justice in the Connecticut Supreme Court. John Trumbull read through the Bible at age 4 years old. Folks, most 25-year-old kids today couldn't read King James Bible. That's not a joke. And it's sad to say, but it's true. But he read through the King James Bible at the age of 4 years old. As a matter of fact, he was so smart that he beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. Wow! And most kids today, again, and I'm not, hey folks, I'm raising the bar here. Okay, we're only as great as the least of us. And if we have people that are uneducated in this country on so many different fronts, then it's my job to see what's left undone, to do what's left undone, to raise the bar, because the church and Christians are to be called repairers of the breach, and the law of truth is supposed to be in my mouth. I'm making reference to Isaiah 58, Isaiah 61, and also that of Malachi, I believe, chapter 2. And so, again, we want to raise the bar, and that's what I mean to do here, okay? We're raising the level of expectation. Today's standard is not the standard of what our forefathers established, nor is it what they exhibited, okay? So it's important that we go back to this. We're to follow in those that have gone before us in the faith, the Bible tells us. John Trumbull passed Yale entrance exam at the age of 7.5 years old. I'm not kidding you. 7.5 years old. His parents held him out of college until he was 13 years old for the very purpose that they did not want to embarrass the other students. Okay? This is extraordinary. They were very, and are very, their memories are very exceptional. Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, he was a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12. By the way, he's the guy that I reference when I say the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He knew this because he read the Bible through 7 times before he died. He got saved during the last decades of his life, for those that did not know. Well, brother, he was a real bad guy, and he was a, you know, look what he did to the Indians and the Trail of Tears, and look what he did over here, and this, that, and the other thing. Yep, we're all sinners saved by grace, right? You know, and the worst of sinners, friends, could be the best of saints when they get the Christ. And whatever Christ puts in you, no devil can take it out of you. And that's exactly what happened in this individual's life, okay? For the record, Andrew Jackson did get saved. And the way he expressed his last will to his family was Scripture and the blood of Christ, and only a man of God like that of George Washington could make such claims and references from Scripture. And by the way, that's exactly what Andrew Jackson did. So he was a saved man, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I also wanted to say, too, we always like to highlight the bad in men, don't we? Well, you know what? We're so bad that we've been saved by grace, which makes us good because we're saved by the righteousness and the blood of Jesus Christ, and he gives us the wisdom how to stay on course, right? So if we're really bad sinners, then that must make my Savior a really great Savior. And let me tell you, friends, he is. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your tickets today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, I just want to put a shout-out or make a shout-out or give a shout-out real quick concerning what I get on a daily basis. I get feedback from everybody every day. I shouldn't say everybody, but everybody that has something to say every day. And I'm just here to tell you the lines are wide open if you would like to call in. I don't need 15 emails telling me what your thoughts are. Tell 113 radio stations across the country. There's a lot of people listening. Tell them your thoughts. Weigh in. If you have something that you want to bring to the table, bring it. If you want to correct me, I'm all ears. If you want to make a point, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's why we have this radio show. Friends, we're doing this radio show today because people are sick and tired of rhetorical speech, the dog chasing its tail. They're sick and tired of politics as usual, which is based and premised and predicated, friends, upon a political language that runs counter to the U.S. Constitution. That's why people are listening. They want answers. They want resolve. 1-866-582-9933. And who is it that brings the answers to the world? His name is Jesus Christ. It is my job to bring the answers to the world. It's not to magnify the problem, though I make reference to the law in exposing the crime, but I also bring in the answer through judgment to establish righteousness without fail. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Now, folks, I want to get back to this again. In light of what you're seeing today, we know that over 700,000 students in public schools in America today that graduate can't even read their own graduation diplomas. In parallel, I'm highlighting the fact that we have forsaken where we have come from. We have forsaken the Word of God, and we have forsaken the Constitution. And then we wonder why we have become a biblically illiterate nation and a constitutionally illiterate nation, having become slaves in the hands of them that have wielded our chains because we've allowed them to do so in many cases. Okay? With that said, let's get back to this, friends. John Quincy Adams, 6th U.S. president, he performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. You want to see a little man that was pushed into the call of God since birth? This was the guy. He was the son of John Adams. If you've not seen the documentary by HBO, friends, A+. A+. It's very educational. It's more like an educational documentary. But there's nothing like it. There really isn't. William Livingston. Oh, by the way, John Quincy Adams was also the 6th president. He also received congressional appointment to be a secretary to ambassador to court of Catherine the Great of Prussia then. Now it's Russia. At the age of 14 years old. Now look at you have. You have the likes of, in the past, friends, John Kerry, traitor, MIA when it came to war. It's just crazy what the American people put up with today when we look at the standard in which our forefathers set. Okay, they weren't putting up the baser sort. They were following the Christ. And in following the Christ, they were emulating the Christ. And people followed men that followed Christ. What makes us Christians good leaders is that we're excellent followers of the Christ. Okay, he's the captain of our salvation. And he is the object of our faith. We emulate him. Nothing more, nothing less. William Livingston, a signer of the Constitution, he lived as a missionary to the Indians at 14 years old. 14. James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at the age of 16 years old. Well, what was the essence of their greatness? I'm going to get to that in a moment. Okay? I want you to listen to some of the words in elementary schools when our forefathers were students themselves in elementary schools. Here, I'm going to start out with some of these words. And in having fun, but again, we're raising the level of expectation here, friends. Okay, we're raising the bar, not lowering the bar. Christ is the end of our faith. Even the salvation or end of our salvation of our souls, friends. We receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Okay? And in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling, guess what? We become what we keep our eyes on, right? The author and the finisher of our faith. Again, that being Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:2. These are some of the words our forefathers had to know in elementary school. And it wasn't just the words, they had to know the definitions. Okay? Contumelious. If you have the definition without looking it up, 1-866-582-9933. Contumelious. These were the words that our forefathers had to know when they themselves were in elementary school. The word means haughtily reproachful, contemptuous, insolent, rude, and sarcastic. Reproachful, shameful. Another word was ichthyology. 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 Okay? How many syllables are there? you know what ichthyology is, friends? Our forefathers had to know it in elementary school. Ichthyology, according to the Webster's 1828, is the science of fishes. Now what do you see today? You see scientists attempt to give unto themselves accolades for discovering what God created. And on the other side of their mouth, they want you to forget about God. They want you to deny God and give them the praise for what God created. It's a fact, right? What about bronchotomy? Bronchotomy. These were words that our forefathers had to know in the elementary school, if you're just joining us, okay? Bronchotomy. An incision into the windpipe or larynx between the rings, called also tracheotomy. Okay? Our forefathers needed to know this in elementary school. What about loquacious? This is no joke. Loquacious, just showing you how dummy down you and your kids have been brought. To a very low standard. Folks, they have young people and older people today shooting for the floor rather than the stars. Well, a communistic foreign government works through your said representatives in an attempt to equalize the playing field. Nobody's better than anybody else. That's why you have a right and a left paradigm in this country, too, by the way. Just so you know, that's what's at work here. They push the right against the left, and then the left the right against the right, until the point where they have you in the middle. Okay? Let's go to another word. Loquacious. Talkative. Given to continual talking. Speaking. Noisy. Okay? Apt to blab and disclose secrets. That's funny. Right? But again, our forefathers knew in elementary school what these defined out to be. Most people can't even pronounce these words the right way, right? Yep. This is crazy. But here we are. Mendacity. Here's another word. Webster's 1828. This is another word that our forefathers had to know in elementary school. The proper signification of this word would be a disposition to lie or habitual lying. Falsehood. Okay? Folks, I can seriously stand here, or I'm sorry, sit here and give you each definition of each one of these words. According to the way, by the way, many of these words you're not going to find in a modern dictionary. If you want to see how the words have been watered down in the dictionary, folks, always remember they go for the educational system. That's how they continuously lower the standard, through propaganda. Okay? Little by little. A siege. A slow takeover is what the word means. But if you look at a dictionary from, for example, 1828 or 1913, and you take a dictionary from 50 years to the present, you're going to see that the words in many cases, friends, define out to contradict what they meant back in the 1828s. For example, love now defines out to be lust, when in fact love had nothing to do with lust. And lust back in 1828 and 1913 had nothing to do with love. Now they've taken the word lust and adapted it to love. Man's fallen condition, his reprobate state. Hey, friends, love has everything to do with the love of God, friends, which is a holy love because it was given unto us by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. Okay? And again, Christ is the standard. It's not to be adapted to man's fallen condition. No, it's to be adapted to Christ again. Because the risen Christ is the standard, not fallen man. Going on here. Armigerious. Armigerious. It literally means bearing arms. Okay? This is a word, again, that our forefathers needed to know in the elementary. Okay? Here's another one. Here, I'll just give you the rest of them because I want to go to another point after this. Vertiginous. Another one is oligineous. Another one is ankythus. Ankythus. Okay? Again, these are words that our elementary student forefathers had to know. Again, in school, obviously in the elementary. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back to some slogans and mottos in colleges like Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge ordered the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, handing a victory to Democrats who want it for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell
ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th, a Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. General Motors workers voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, bringing an immediate end to a contentious 40-day strike that paralyzed GM's U.S. factories. The union will now turn its attention to bargaining with crosstown rival Ford Motor Company. Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take Diana from Illinois. If you're on Top Chat right now, go to GCN Live and click it on so you can hear this phone call. Please do. Again, welcome to the show, Diana. Bradley Dean here. How are you?
Hi, Bradley. I'm wonderful. I'm really excited about your passion and your truth that you're speaking these days. And it just gets my blood boiling. They don't even teach the kids how to write cursive anymore. I mean, how would they ever be able to read our original documents that are sealed under glass? They can't. They can't write it. They can't read it. And they're not going to be able to get in it. Even if they were to learn it, they don't know what the writing is.
Right. Well, that's and obviously... Yeah, that's right. Of course, that's purpose, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Listen, if they're not pulling away from them the skills that are needed for them to prepare for the future, I think it's pretty telling to the parents as to what they should do. And I think the problem that we're having here, Diana, is there should be no public schools in the first place. I mean, the Bible tells us clearly that we're to train up our children in the ways that they should go. It doesn't say that you're supposed to allow some liberal, criminal-minded whack job communist raise up your children, but America has taken that on now, and the federal government, as you well know, is violating the 10th Amendment by illegally propagandizing your children today. But again, they're only doing what they're letting the American people are letting them get away with, and that's why they're doing it.
Well, and the Trumpites, the Trump lovers, the Trump idolizers are always all cheerful when they say more women are working today. Well, as a woman, I don't see the grand benefit of it. We've all been like so duped into saying, oh, look how good it is that all of us women are working. It's also my understanding that way back when women's suffrage was going on, that the tobacco company paid women to smoke during the marches so that the rebellious women could go, oh, we should be smoking, and we're going to show our defiance. Well, how stupid are we as an entire sect of people that out of rebellion going, yeah, we're going to smoke. But in fact, all they did was double the profits and the people that they were marketing cigarettes to.
That's right.
And Trump with all these women are working, right? That sounds so wonderful. Sounds so great. And we've all been like told that, it's so good that, you know, all these women are working, but they've like duped us into that. These stupid women that go out and march for equal pay and equal rights to work and blah, blah, blah. So dumb. Like, they don't see the bigger picture. They've doubled the tax base. They've left their children to be raised by these just insane people. And then they boast about, we're giving out more vouchers for charter schools instead of sending kids to these terrible government schools. Well, excuse me, if you're going to see that the government schools are terrible, then fix them or get rid of them.
That's right. I'm going to answer off air if you don't mind, Diana. I really got to stick to this topic, but you've given me enough ammo to go ahead and nail it, and I totally appreciate your phone call. So thank you for your call, Diana from Illinois. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. Guess you said that. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who used to be a slave back in the 1800s. Again, listen, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Listen, women are brought up to be like the man. It's not biblical, just so you know. There's a weaker vessel and there's a stronger vessel. And the proper order is God the Father, Jesus Christ, the man, the wife. That is proper order. That is godly. That is healthy, just so you know. When you push women out to work, isn't it interesting? Then what they do is they double the workforce, and then what government does outside of that, because they weaken the family base there, and then their kids become a prey. And by the way, if you look at the NEA, that's exactly what they're going for. But what's interesting to note is when you have the father and the mother out, the children are left to be an open prey to the television set, and then government comes in and illegally allocates your tax dollars to pay those lunatics through the NEA and public schools to indoctrinate your children. So it's a lose-lose. America, either we're going to get back to the Word of God and be liberated, 2 Corinthians 3:17, or else we're going to be enslaved. There's no in-between. And I choose the Son of God, John 8:36. He's the one that liberates men. And if we do it His way, it's always going to be the best way. Now let's get back to this. And again, thank you for the call, Diana. But for the sake of time, I want to try to finish this up within the hour here. We're talking about the difference between our forefathers and who they were as children, and what they were raised up in, elementary, high school, colleges, compared to what you're seeing today. Because they're completely being dummied down through the propagandists in Americans. You can blame nobody but yourselves for tolerating it. That's the bottom line. I want you to listen to this, because these were some of the lesson books in public schools. Okay, and yes, this will blow many people away, because it did me, and I'm so happy that I was when I first seen this about 20 years ago. In the lesson books that our children fed upon, you know, you've heard that saying, you are what you eat. Yeah, that's true. It's totally true. What do you feed upon? Sooner or later, you're going to become that. Okay? Lesson books in public schools that were established by our forefathers were, number one, they were taught the character of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Number two, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. America, let me ask you a question. How can you love your brothers and your sisters if you do not first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? You can't. Okay? They were taught the golden rule. By the way, 1 John 5:2, read that. Also, Matthew, going back to the Old New Testament, Matthew 22, verse 37. Number three is extract from the Sermon on the Mount. Number four was Solomon's wise choice. Number five, the goodness of God. What makes God good, friends? There's so many different attributes to the very character of God. But what makes God good, friends, is the fact that he's a good judge. And he's not a man that he should lie. And he'll always do the right thing in every given circumstance. Amen. Hallelujah. And that includes me. Okay? If there's any... Hey, folks. If you don't hate yourself more than others do, I got to tell you something. You're not following Christ. This isn't humanism, friends. This isn't metaphysics. When I come to the cross, I die to myself. I confess my sins and forsake my sins. I'm crucified with Christ to the old man. I put off the old and I put on the new. If you're still in love with the old man, you're not following Christ. You're following Christ and yourself. And you're going to get in trouble. And let me say this, take heed that you stand lest you fall. It's all of Christ. Christ is all in all. And if it's not all of him, maybe that explains why some of you are confused. You know, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Right? Okay, so if your cup is half full and Jesus comes in and fills it half full, you're trying to figure out where the fullness of Christ is. Well, get rid of the other half of the cup, which is you. We're the problem, right? We're crucified with Christ. We're buried with Christ. And we're risen with Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost, because that's what makes us witnesses of the resurrection. There is nothing to do with us in this mix, friends, outside of our temple that the Holy Ghost fills. Amen. Christianity is 100% Christ. I need to get out of the way so the world can have the answers that they so desire. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, what? That's right. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Kick the hell out and get the heaven in. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of them. Okay? We want to become nothing that he would fill us, right, with his spirit. It's not me that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Smith Wigglesworth used to say that he was 10,000 times bigger on the inside than he was on the outside, meaning the Christ within him. Okay? We need to get back to the vernacular of what the Word of God declares for our spiritual life in every facet. Number 6, the gospel invitation, law to grace, Galatians 3:24. Also read Matthew 10, starting in verse 17. Go to John 8. I can go on for, folks, 15 minutes just on that. Number 7 is Christian light and hope. This is what was taught to children, our forefathers, in public schools, in the elementary. This is what was established. Is that what's being taught now? No, friends. They're taught to hate God by a bunch of atheists. A proselytizer of the new faith, said John Dumphy. In the classrooms. They're taught to violate God's moral law. They said the Ten Commandments posted in public schools, friends. I have books here at my house where you had to pass Bible courses before you could graduate public schools in the 50s. Do you think the up-and-comings would know that? Absolutely not, because they've been taught to hate God. And who's been teaching them? The communists that the parents keep dropping their kids off to. That's who's raising them up. Come on. Oh, and wait until you reap the harvest, America. It's not going to be good. And I'm not saying that the kids are bad. No, they're not dummies whatsoever. But they're going to be very angry towards the older generation that's allowing them to be subjected to what they are being subjected to today. Number 8 is awake to Zion. And number 9 was what they were taught in elementary, our forefathers, and what was established by our forefathers was prayer. Whoa. Folks, we're going to come back, and I'm going to try to... maybe I should keep that for tomorrow. Yeah, maybe I will. We'll do another part to this tomorrow, but we'll be right back after this break. I'll pick up my thoughts then. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the difference between our forefathers, their children, what they were taught in public schools, namely elementary, and what your kids are being taught and how they're being entertained out of being educated. Folks, they are being dummied down on purpose to further enslave them, further giving more authority to a tyrannical system that means to establish a global order. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. And they said they either going to do it through willingness or through conquest. And, folks, they don't need to basically conquer anybody because the people are giving it to them at this point. And you need to wake up as to what's going on in this country. You know, my son said the other day his grades were at the 11th and 12th grade level and standards. And I said to him, well, I said, don't be proud about that. I said, the level of expectation today in the education system, folks, which is an indoctrination system for the most part, but the way my son is being educated is through education. But I said, don't expect you to look good concerning where you are on their grade base. I said, look to our forefathers. Look at how smart those guys were. I mean, they were entering college at 7.5 years old, 8 years old, and they were that giant. I mean, shoot for the stars is a better way of saying it, metaphorically. Shoot for the stars, man. You're going to hit one of them. Keep your eyes up. Keep growing. Don't ever get into a position in your life, friends, where you're not willing to grow or learn. Shut the TV off, for God's sakes. Literally. And shut secular radio off, for God's sakes, and for your sake. Okay? That's going the wrong direction. That whole system is a system of the world, and we're commanded by the Christ to come out from among them and be separate. And then he said he would receive us, right? I want to go to the next point, because Martin Luther said, the great reformer, by the way, those that love him are many, and those that hate him are few. The squeaky wheel always gets the attention, and we hear about how many people hate Martin Luther. Well, the fact of the matter is, if it wasn't for the golden goose back in the 1500s named Martin Luther, the great reformer, I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, you would not have your religious freedoms today if it wasn't for him. So let's go back and listen to what he had to say concerning the educational system. He said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Folks, back in the 60s, this again comes from these filthy, dirty hippies that are stuck on LSD, and now they're in the pulpits, and now they're in government. Okay? This is this free love generation, folks. And they're in so many different ways, friends, pathetic, okay, as you can well see. But I want you to keep in mind, it was in 1962 that generation, okay, in the 60s, my wife's grandma died at 98 young. And I had conversations with her where I could go back all the way right after the Titanic. I mean, you want to talk about a well of wisdom and testimony? It was great. And I asked her one time, I'm sorry, I didn't ask her, but my in-laws were asked, what was it that your mom sat under when she went to church back in the 60s? 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, and in the teens. And so my wife's dad went and asked her what it was that you listened to when you went to church. And she said all the way up until the 1960s, it was always the law and the prophets. Did you hear what I said? She said it was always the law and the prophets, and she used the word Sabbath every Sabbath day. And the American people, namely the church during that time, and all the good Christian people, allowed the Supreme Court of the United States to commit an oligarchy, well, that's where few rule over many, which is completely illegal. Here, I'll give you some statistics. 97% of the American people told the Supreme Court to get their hands off of church in prayer in public schools. They ignored it and voted in the favor of three. Now, keep in mind, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. In other words, those that voted to remove prayer back in the 1960s in the Supreme Court should have been removed right then and there. And I know that you have been, by the likes of John Hagee and others, told that there's nothing we can do about the Supreme Court. And then we're told that, you know, you're not above the reach of God's almighty arm. I know, no, that's an excuse as to why they didn't deal with the Supreme Court. We have provision in the U.S. Constitution to remove any, in any capacity of government, namely a Supreme Court justice, when they sit outside of good behavior. You, America, are to remove them, Article 2, Section 4. And if you want to know the specifics, read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. And P.S., Supreme Court justices or judges within civil government, federal government, whatever the case may be, are not to operate outside of their scope of authority. They don't make law. They make reference to God's moral law. They discover and apply, period, okay? Article 3, Section 1. But Martin Luther said, going back to, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's word becomes corrupt. Common sense, right? You have to upkeep everything that you do in life. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently, that means painstakingly, and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. Now look at the American people have opened the schools up to. A homosexual agenda, aiming for your children all the way down to what? Child care, kindergarten, whatever the case might be, as to what you may call it. teaching it in health courses, science and history. Those records are being changed every 3 to 7 years. Folks, I do a whole show on errors in the textbooks. Did you know that errors in the textbooks, I can take it to the law, and they have to, those that are coming up with the curriculums in public schools, have to, by law, correct themselves within a certain amount of time. And if they don't do it, they can be fined on a weekly and a daily basis. See, people just don't want, people want somebody else to do for them what they should be doing for themselves. That, again, is why we're in trouble as a country. That's why we're in trouble, friends. And instead of dealing, going back to the 1960s and dealing with the corrupt judges, they just let them stack the courts, play the game where you're the pawn on their board in the circus of politics. Through smoke and mirrors, like they're doing today, through this brand new administration, right? The show goes on, dog and pony show goes on. Americans are stripped of their rights, and then they turn around and try to figure out why that is. As their kids are literally, friends, this is not an exaggeration, I'm not sensationalizing these words, as your posterity today and tomorrow and next week and next month are being enslaved through a totalitarian system of government on a global scale. And it needs to be stopped. Okay? And the only one that can do this in your world is you, not me. Okay? Tomorrow what we're going to do is I'm going to go to the American education system, and I'm going to go to fourth graders. I'm going to go to 1862, 1877, and 1882, and I'm going to show you what was required concerning our students in elementary school during those times. And then I'm also going to go over to what a professor in a college, a prominent college in the United States of America, told his kids, talking about how stupid our forefathers were. And, of course, he did that in a way where the kids were and the students were being set up to their own demise. See, they jumped into it thinking, yeah, they were stupid, too. How does that work? I mean, just think about that. How does that work? We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, and you believe the revisionists that say that they were stupid. We're the freest nation ever on the face of the planet throughout history over the last 6,000 years. And somehow or another, our forefathers were stupid in liberating us, their posterity. Come on, friends. Let's shut our ears and our eyes to these liars and put them out of business lawfully. And if we have to legally deal with them, we can do that too. Okay? I also wanted to let you know, friends, please do consider talking about keeping us out there as a ministry. This is what we do. We're spent 24/7. This isn't a part-time ministry here. If you know where we have been over the last 6 months, we've been gone more than we've been home, literally. And we got Pennsylvania coming up and California coming up and the Minnesota State Fair, which is 144 hours. And then we have Alexandria, Minnesota coming up. And I'm sure we're going to have more dates throughout the year. But this is one of the busiest years that we've had in ministry and as well. The last time that we have been as busy as we have been this year is when we did 100 high schools down south in 1 year. And each high school takes 80 man hours. So just think about that. We did 80 of them. I'm sorry, 100 of them with 80 hours in the setup concerning every school. Do consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Media.com. You know that I don't ask a lot, friends, but I'm telling you, this year has been different, and we got a certain amount that we have to raise before the end of the year. And I would ask that you would consider supporting us by going to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Become a son or a daughter of liberty. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the store, become a son or a daughter of liberty. We love you by what we do, and we're going to pick up part two in 23 hours. See ya!
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.